Now, the rest of the story. October 7, 1988, the American Federation of Clinical Research was in conference in New York, and the assembled were waiting in breathless anticipation of a remarkable revelation, a revolutionary treatment for colon cancer. And presenting that new concept before the conference that day was a computer scientist and medical researcher named Ray Bateman. Fellow clinicians were spellbound as Bateman took them by the hand through his procedures. His new treatment is a twist on extant colon cancer therapy. It involves two drugs, 5-fluorodeoxyuridine and a DNA inhibitor called leucovorin. Renowned cancer researcher Dr. Yusuf Rustam, present at the conference, called Bateman's proposal, quote, an important concept in cancer chemotherapy. Well, that would be difficult to deny. For the method of treatment Bateman presented to his colleagues has actually been tested, has been used on patients in the private clinic of his partner, Dr. Glenn Tisman, and with astounding success. But what truly astonished those gathered at the American Federation of Clinical Research was not the method, but the methodologist. The clinical researcher himself, Ray Bateman. A vacuum cleaner repairman. Now the rest of the story. Dr. Glenn Tisman's been in cancer research for most of his medical career, and for years his down-the-block neighbor has been a modest fellow named Ray Bateman. Now, Dr. Tisman knew about the vacuum cleaners, but he had been unaware of the extent of Bateman's intellectual prowess. And one day Bateman was visiting in Dr. Tisman's home when a sophisticated, complicated stereo system was delivered to the house. I mean, it was more of a media center, really, a widescreen TV and a compact disc player and a VCR and so forth. Well, anyway, the audio-video technician from the store who delivered it was himself unable to sort it out and connect it. But Bateman is sitting there. He doesn't want to butt in, yet by just looking at the components, he somehow knows precisely how they're to be integrated, and after a polite offer of assistance, he, Bateman, hooked up the system. It was then that Dr. Tisman learned vacuum cleaners were not Bateman's only area of expertise. That this unassuming neighbor, without a degree to his name, was also a self-taught computer expert. Well, after some discussion of the matter, Bateman agreed to join Dr. Tisman as a research collaborator. Their first project was a blood viscosity study, and from there they delved into the recent research in colon cancer therapy. Bateman put in 1,300 hours on this project, and the result was to make headlines and to send shockwaves through the research community. For not only is Ray Bateman Jr., minus any degrees in medicine or in clinical research or in computer sciences or in anything for that matter, he has no degrees at all. He never received as much as a high school diploma. You see, Ray Bateman Jr., who presented his watershed cancer research before colleagues the other day, Ray is right now, a high school freshman, age 14. In fact, he started repairing vacuum cleaners for his family consistently and utterly successfully at the age of 3. And now you know the rest of the story.